Yay Networks.
Welcome to Logically Irrational with my parents, Ty Strickland and Melissa Rycroft. He's a little logical.
Until I start gossiping.
And she's a little irrational.
You've got nothing.
But together, they make the perfect combo.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Logically Irrational.
Hello.
Hi.
How's the week going?
It's going okay.
Yeah?
Going okay. Yeah. Started off with a bang. Red Hot Chili Peppers bang.
Yeah.
We went to a concert. Was this my first non-country concert to go to with you?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we've seen Eric Church 18 times. Yeah. We've seen Zach
George
Brown.
Strait.
George Strait. We saw Kenny Chesney. Faith and Tim.
Mm-hmm. We've seen them a bunch.
Dude.
No.
No?
We saw Britney Spears.
Oh, I did see Britney Spears.
We saw... who's the one that was awesome?
Britney Spears Boys was awesome. Men. Oh, yeah. Boys to Men was a great...
Awesome.
They were in Vegas. And I wonder
seen Usher.
If they're still in Vegas.
Seen Blake Shelton.
Usher was not a concert, though. Place. He was at a benefit. That we went to that he performed. So anyway, we got invited kind of last minute. Our friends had an extra. It's his business owns the suite, and you know the perk of working there is when they don't need the suite, they're like, "Hey,
yeah, we're gonna be out of town. Who needs?"
Right now, there were still a bunch of his work people there,
yeah.
So I was like, "Are we on best behavior?
Yeah, are we letting loose?"
Turns out they were a bunch of like 20 something.
Yeah, there was nobody we had to...
They're calling our friend Sir. I was like, really? Sir? Okay.
It's funny.
We got to be complete snobs. We were in a suite at... It's called Globe Life Field right? Mm-hmm. It's the brand new Ranger Stadium. And I will tell you what. I didn't know what to expect. I was like, okay, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, I know a few. I know more of their 90s stuff than their new stuff. But maybe never a band that I'd on my own go... Oh, I've got to see them. But what did I do? I used it as an opportunity to get myself a Red Hot Chili Pepper shirt. I had my
couple
red flannel
thing. Yeah. You did dress the part.
I had my boots.
You looked good.
Sure. That's, I mean, it, a concert to me is almost like a costume party. Why would you not dress up for the event?
I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't. Okay. Remind me to talk about Post Malone in a second.
Yeah.
But, Red Hot Chili Peppers is probably on a top five for me.
Really?
Like, of somebody that I would want to see.
See, I have known you 15 years. I had no idea.
Yeah. They're awesome. They're super awesome. And the concert was awesome.
Okay.
These dudes are 60 years old.
Oh, there we go. That's where I was going. First of all, this place was packed.
Packed.
I was trying to take video because we were so high up that they had the entire, what would be the field, the baseball field, completely packed with people. And then all five rows of the stadium.
Levels of the stadium.
Is completely packed. I was like, this is unbelievable how many people are here. And then these dudes, they don't saunter out. I mean, they're almost 60.
Yeah, they're 50. I think they're both 59. We looked it up at the stadium.
Yes.
We're like,
And they rocked it. I was, my whole thing was like, how old are these guys?
Only like four guys in the whole band.
I don't know, but I'm like, is this like a heart attack waiting to happen? Like, I feel like they should slow down a little
they
bit.
They are, I'm sure, finely tuned.
Super high energy.
The head guy.
Anthony Kiedis, right? Kiedis,
yeah. He out with the shirt off, still jacked.
So it's so funny. He came out wearing a mesh t-shirt, a white mesh t-shirt, little holes all the way through it. And then one of my girlfriends who we were there with, she goes, oh my gosh, that would be the cutest bathing suit cover up. I looked and I went, it does look like the swimsuit cover up that we all have.
And Flea went out there. He started the concert off and he was just jamming.
Who's Flea?
He's the
bald one?
Yeah. Yeah. The guitarist.
Who wore a skirt. He had a leather skirt on.
He always does that.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it was super fun. I will say we had our slew of seven games on Saturday. Come Sunday, we had one.
Just one.
Right. But you and I were like, I'm really looking forward to this concert. I wish it was not on a Sunday.
Wish it was on Saturday night or Friday night.
Because it didn't start till 6:30, but he had two openers, Thundercats and the Strokes.
Right.
And so we met here. We were like, let's just do dinner. We don't need to be there as these opening acts start. Well, we got there at 8 and the Strokes were still finishing up. I don't think Red Hot Chili Peppers went on until about 8:45.
Yeah, that's probably right.
And out of there, we were home by midnight.
I actually remember looking at my watch at 8:40 and they weren't on yet.
Yeah.
And thinking, wow, it's
gotta get going.
It's gonna be late.
Gotta get going. Well, then we came home to a house full of poop. That was fun.
Yeah, somebody got sick.
We had Darcy watching the kiddos and she's texting me. She's like,
oh, you knew before?
So she told me it was on the back stairs, but she said she cleaned it. And I'm like, well, I've always told her, I'm like, that is not your job. You watch my kids. Yeah. Whatever the dogs do,
stupid dogs,
leave it for me. But when we got home, it was upstairs. Our upstairs is carpeted. And we did that strategically because the kids sound like a bunch of hippos and rhinos running around up there. And at least, speaking of Dakota. I love her so much. But we came home and on the carpet upstairs was gross.
Just gross. Somebody
was some sick. Dog got sick and it's now matted in there. Well, if I were smart, I'd be like, let me just go ahead and get this while it's fresh. But what did I do at midnight? I was like, you know what? I'm tired.
Time to go to bed.
I'm going
to
put a towel over it and deal with it in the morning. And when I did that, now it's dried.
I don't really want to talk about this.
Oh,
it's
you don't?
Disgusting.
It is disgusting. Yeah. Do you know it took me 3 hours to get all of that stuff up. I had a machine.
Yeah, and it's still there.
I bought a machine. I was with a knife chiseling it off.
Yuck.
Anyway, hey, speaking of chiseled really quick, I am hoping maybe some friends can help me out because I chipped another tooth and I feel it. It
happens every week.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because something's up.
What's going on with my teeth?
I don't know.
So I have a bottom tooth that chipped. It's my front one and it chipped when I was pregnant with Kaysen, almost chipped in half. And your brother, the dentist, has fixed it several times, but it's not holding anymore. And I've had to go in a whole lot more often because that thing falls off. Well, the other day I'm sitting on the couch and you know that feeling when you have something like in your teeth and you're kind of using your tongue to get it. And then I went, oh my gosh, you know what? That's not something in my tooth. Is that a chipped tooth that I feel? And I went and I looked in the mirror and it's my big front chiclet, y'all. I have huge ginormous teeth.
No, it's not. I mean, but it's on the backside.
But
of it. You can't see it.
But why are my teeth chipping off? I'm just waiting for it to like get bigger and like half of the tooth crack off.
Do you need more calcium? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I've never had a cavity. Like I don't have teeth issues.
Teeth?
I've never had teeth issues.
I don't know. I have a chip in my front tooth too. I got
to
get fixed. Yeah,
you need to get that. That's an easy fix.
I need to go to the dentist. I need to go call my brother. Need to do that.
I think he'd get you in.
I think so. I hope so.
But anyway, if anybody has any, I'm just old. I need to be taking
your teeth are
like calcium things.
I don't have any idea.
I don't want.
You should ask him. Ask my brother.
I don't want old people teeth. And no offense to our old people listeners, I love you. I do. But there is an old people teeth thing. You know, they're like yellowy and you know bad breath, and I don't want that. Well, I mean, I've told you I'm one chip away.
Against old people.
I'm one chip away from you buying me a new set of teeth.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And I don't want that. I don't want fake teeth, but I'm not going to keep waiting for my teeth to chip off.
Yeah, you could do fake teeth.
I would want them to look exactly like mine is
right,
the thing.
Right, right, right.
I would
you don't
hate
want them
to be like a different shape and length.
Yeah. With you, when you have veneers, you treat them exactly like your normal teeth.
Yeah. You have to get them replaced every 10 years-ish.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I only know that because my best friend Jen, her dad's a dentist and she's had veneers since she was 16.
Yeah, her teeth look good too.
And she gets them replaced.
Yeah. Okay.
I will say a lot of people go too white on
the
veneers.
You can't go too white.
I think it's hard when you probably look at the range and you're like, well, duh, if I'm going to get fake teeth, give me white ones. Until you put them in your mouth and it's like, oh, this, nobody has like stark white teeth.
I feel like you should do the exact same color that your teeth are now.
Yeah.
You should. I would want to go one shade
I think
whiter.
I'd go one shade. You
no,
don't think
you
can, I
would? No. Because your teeth,
too much.
Especially when you're dark, your
when
teeth
I'm tan.
Look so white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll
yeah, no,
that.
I wouldn't. You're going to be Ross.
Well, great episode,
right?
By the way.
From Friends.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But going back to the Post Malone thing.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
We're going to Post Malone in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whenever it is.
Our life sounds really cool on this
it
podcast,
does.
But it's really pretty boring day to day.
But what type of person is at a Post Malone concert? contest, concert.
Oh, I think everybody.
Just
everybody. Did you see what happened to him this past weekend?
Yeah, when he fell?
Yes, that video is going viral and that looked painful.
It did. And he came back out and finished the concert. Yes. I hear his concerts are awesome.
I also hear he's a really nice guy. Haley Anderson, Jerry Jones's granddaughter, who I know really well through Cowboys. Well, she's good friends with him.
He's from here.
Every concert obviously, when it's at AT&T Stadium, she's got a pretty good suite to go to. Yeah. But we were talking about him.
Anywhere in the world, she's probably got a pretty good suite to go to.
I know. Things aren't bad for her.
Yeah.
But we were talking one time about Post, and she was like, oh my God, he's just the nicest guy ever. You would never know that he's won a millionaire to a superstar, like any of that.
He's a big Cowboys fan.
And his appearance is so deceiving. You know, he's got the tattoos all over his face.
All over his face.
He's got the gold teeth, but he doesn't, I don't even know stereotypical, what you would think he would act like. He's just a real nice guy.
So supposedly, he plays really long, like 3 hours.
Oh,
like
Eric Church. He's one of those.
And he, evidently, there's like a 15-minute, 30-minute...
intermission?
No. Acoustic part of the concert. And I can't wait for that. I love
wonder what
acoustic
he sings
music.
Acoustic.
I bet it's stuff that is probably one or two of his.
You think Candy Paint?
I bet it's like country stuff or like hard rock. I bet it's something totally out of his realm, but
it
sounds awesome.
It's in 2 weeks. I wonder if he'll still, because he broke his ribs. That's what happened.
Yeah, I heard he went out and he drank a beer on stage and finished the concert.
I would think with broken ribs, I've had cracked ribs. I haven't even had broken. Mine were cracked. And it was hard to breathe. Like, I don't know how you sing and get your breath and, you know.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Move. I would think more than a beer is what you need to numb that.
It worked for him.
It did. Okay, well, let's get into it. Let's have a fun, nice little listener email.
Okay.
Email
or voicemail?
Voicemail, sorry. Not email, to start the podcast. It's a feel good. And then I've got one for you that's going to lead us into tidbits.
Sweet.
So here's.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Ty. Two things. First of all, I listened to the podcast Fed Up that you recommended. And yes, it was extremely catty, but I live for it. I really enjoyed it. And I learned some things that I didn't know before. And then I also wanted just to thank you guys for doing a podcast that I can play around my children. You know, I love my crime podcast. I don't mind swearing, but I don't like some of those things around my children. And so I love having your podcast that I can play. We live far outside of town, and so I can listen to a whole episode, almost an entire episode on our drive into town. And my kids are enjoying it, and they and I just like that they're hearing things that aren't, you know, bad for them or hearing a ton of language like some of my other podcasts. So I just wanted to thank you for that. I hope you have a great weekend.
Super sweet.
That was nice.
You know,
it's
we always make a
that.
Point to be child friendly.
Sure.
You know, not all the time. And every once in a while we'll do a spoiler.
Nope. Yeah, but we always say, hey, turn it down.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah, I like that because my kids are always... My car, it's funny, it always connects to my Bluetooth when I turn it on, regardless of what whether it was listening to the radio or the kids were watching a video, always connects to my Bluetooth.
And plays whatever you were listening to.
Every podcast I listen to has bad words. Not in a bad, it's just
maybe
that's
you
just,
need to change what you're listening
to. No, it's just
to.
That's what they, that's how they talk. And it's only right when it connects to my car do those words like blow up and blurt out in the middle of the car with the kids. I'm like, oh, sorry. Kaysen's always like, why does all your stuff have bad words?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, ugh, it doesn't.
Well, it does. Wow. Mom.
Okay, well, everybody, let's go ahead and get started. Like I said, I have another voicemail for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to be a tidbit. I hope you know your stuff because I didn't warn you ahead of time. But everybody, make sure that you go to the Logically Rational Facebook page. Join the conversation over there. If you would like to leave your own voicemail, 1-866-7-LOGICA, also in the show notes. Like, subscribe, rate, review, share the podcast, all of that fun stuff.
Yep.
And let's go ahead and get started with tidbits.
Sweet.
Tidbits with Ty.
Hey, Melissa and Ty. This question is for Ty. I wanted to know his opinions or thoughts on the whole Brett Favre case. And yeah, maybe it could be a tidbit. Thank you.
Okay, so I had to do some research when she sent this because I'm like, Brett Favre.
Yeah, he's
America's hero.
Well, yeah, really he's not. In some trouble.
Do you want me to give a backstory? Do you have any current?
So I'm not sure how he got involved in this mess mm-hmm. in the first place, but I do know quite a bit about the story, I guess. So he is, some text messages have just been released where him and the, I guess the governor of,
Mississippi,
which is where he's from mm-hmm. and where he played, college football, University of Southern Miss, and his daughter plays, volleyball there now. Mm-hmm. And so they somehow used funds that were government funds for welfare.
Yep.
And they took a lot of money out of this fund and they're using it to build a new volleyball stadium. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason they needed this money and that the university couldn't pay for it was that they have some sort of bylaws at the university where you have to be 100% funded before you can break ground. Mm-hmm. So there some people are saying that they were going to pay the money back. You know, who knows?
Right.
But so they used government funds to build this stadium. And
yep.
So they go back, they find these text messages where Brett Favre was one of the fundamental guys of right. getting the money.
So there is a kind of a chain, and there's a nonprofit group called the Mississippi Community Education Center. And this is the group where funds were getting funneled in and then funneled out to Brett, essentially. And
right.
there was a change in hands and who was in charge of that. And what these text messages have done is kind of shown when the ownership changed that I believe Phil was his name, the mayor or the governor of Mississippi, is kind of reassuring Brett, like, don't worry, she's going to be on board too. Let me talk to her. And Brett always said, absolutely not. I had nothing to do with any of this.
Well, so.
And then the text messages come out.
Yeah.
Should we read what the text messages were?
Yeah.
Okay. You go first. Ty's going to be Brett, and I'm going to be Nancy, who's in charge of this nonprofit that was receiving funds and then giving them to Brett.
If you were to pay me, is there any way the media can find out where it came from and how much?
No, we have never had that information publicized. I understand you being uneasy about it, though. So let's see what happens on Monday with the conversation with some of the folks with Southern, and maybe it will click with them. Hopefully.
Okay, thanks.
Wow, just got off the phone with Phil Bryant. He is on board with us. We will get this done.
Awesome. Needed to hear that for sure.
So Phil Bryant, obviously, governor of Mississippi.
So one thing that he is saying that kind of makes sense.
Who's he, Brett?
Brett. And I'm not taking up for Brett Favre at all, by any means. But when I'm listening to the story, one thing that may make sense is that he didn't know where the funds were coming from. He knew that they were funds that were being misused, but he didn't know that they were specifically coming from a welfare fund.
So why would he ask the woman in charge of this nonprofit, if you were to pay me, is there any way the media can find out where it came from and how much?
Well, because he took $1.1 million himself.
Right.
And he's wanting to make sure that nobody finds out about that.
So I thought you were about to defend him that he didn't know where it was coming from.
Well, he knew that it was coming from government funds. But he didn't know specific. I mean, if you're going to take money from a school or from a government, like maybe the worst place that you could take it from would be welfare.
Right.
But I mean, how much money does the state have and where does it come to? Is it maybe it's something to do with land easements or I don't know. I don't know. There's so many different funds that the money could have come from. He's saying he had no clue that he was stealing from
welfare.
Poor people. Right.
Well, so in May 2020, the Mississippi State Auditor said that this is the Mississippi Community Education Center, that's that nonprofit we keep talking about, paid Favre Enterprises, you ready? $500,000 in December of 2017 and then $600,000 in June of 2018. And apparently this was for speaking engagements. However, the auditor's report said that, quote, upon a cursory review of those dates, auditors were able to determine that the individual contracted did not speak, nor was he present for either of those events.
That's correct. They were running the money That's how they were getting him money for him. So what would happen is during this whole process, they would be caught up. There would be a wrench thrown in their plans, and they would need an extra like $1.5 million.
Are you talking about building the volleyball center?
Yes.
Which he's going under for building a volleyball center.
Yeah.
Is it just because his daughter played volleyball there?
And he was getting $1.1 million.
No, I get it, but like I don't understand what I don't know. I'm like, really?
So he would like, since he's a quote unquote celebrity and a sports star, especially in Mississippi, he would call whoever he needed to and be like, hey, we have this snag in our plans. We really need an extra $1 million here to get through this or whatever. And since it was Brett Favre, whoever he was speaking to, sure, a lot of times would be like, yeah, okay, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And so it's a bad look.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a good look. And here, isn't he very wealthy? He's Brett flipping Favre.
Well, yes, he should have a lot of money. He should have $100 million.
So the fact that he's taking $1 million.
I will say, let me look up what his net worth is.
Well, it says in November of 2021, he missed a deadline to pay $228,000 in interest.
Yeah, he paid back the money.
So he only paid back $600,000 of it. He hasn't paid the whole thing.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Yes.
I heard that he had paid everything back, but now they're coming back wanting interest on the money that he took.
So it says that he initially denied the claim in the days after the audit, but then he repaid $600,000 in October of 2021. But at the time, the state auditor said the state attorney general could sue Favre if he didn't pay the interest owed on the amount, which he did not. And now he still owes the $228,000 in that interest.
Gotcha. It says here that he's worth $100 million.
I mean, come on, Brett. Come on, Brett.
Yeah, I guess it's just one of these things where he thinks he's untouchable, and that if this hadn't been uncovered, they'd have a new volleyball stadium. And
do they not have it? I thought they built it.
Well, you know what? I don't even know about that. I don't know.
With dirty money? How awful. Well,
with welfare money.
Like not your money. Like that's gross. That's gross. And I always thought Brett Favre, nice guy. Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that.
I don't know. He had a couple other little deals where.
I know, I saw.
Yeah.
He's had some shady.
Sending some personal pictures and
some shady things business like that, yeah. Since his days on the field. Probably off the field as well.
Probably.
All right. Yeah. Good job, Ty. Way to be prepared without knowing you were going to have to be prepared.
If it's about sports. Usually I've heard something about it.
Okay, a little pop news. See how much you've heard of what's going on right now.
Okay.
Endless homework, pop quizzes, and tests to study for. It is back to school season, everybody, and my friends at OutSchool are here to help. So OutSchool offers live, online, and interactive classes for kids ages 3 to 18. With the widest variety of subjects and teachers, they have something for every kind of kid. From solving magical math mysteries, creating unicorn art, or experimenting with edible chemistry, kids can find answers that will fuel their imagination and help them excel at OutSchool. So did you know that a zebra's stripes are very unique? Every kid has a unique way of learning, and that's why OutSchool offers live classes with flexible schedules, learning pods, one-on-one tutoring, and so much more. The environment is fun, it's friendly, it connects kids with teachers and other kids from around the world. It's a whole community of new friends, and it's just one click away. So I got on the website with Beckett, and he was just having a field day. He's already told me that he definitely wants to take the Chess for Beginners class once a week, and then he found a Dog Man Reading Comprehension Club that he really wants to be a part of. I mean, the amount of classes that they have offered is completely endless, and there's definitely something for every kind of child. So set learning free. Head over to outschool.com/irrational and use code irrational to learn more and save $15 on your child's first class. That's outschool.com/irrational to save $15 on your child's first class. outschool.com/irrational. Use that code irrational.
Pop news time.
Coda, look at her. She's so needy. Coda.
Coda is now balled up in your lap.
I love her, but she just weasels her right. Yeah. Right. She's got to be right
she
on.
She doesn't know the word no.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everybody real quick what happened with you and Coda got in a fight this weekend?
No, there was no fight. I was loving on this new puppy, and I was close to her face, and she was licking my nose, and all of a sudden she kind of turns her mouth sideways and bites the living crap out of me. Like, she was trying to eat my nose. And then I'm like, holy crud, that broke skin. And there are vampire holes on each side of my nose, and my nose starts pouring down blood both sides.
The nose must be one of those places that just bleeds a lot.
It must be. Yeah, because I bled a lot.
It was dripping. And it was hilarious.
It was not hilarious.
Ava was down here with me. I'm videoing. She's laughing. It's like, I can't.
Dog bit me.
It's not her fault. I was playing with the dog in my lap. She was riled up. Why could I not get that out?
Wound up?
I don't know.
Up? I think he's mixed them.
Riled up. And you put your head in her face.
No, it was after that. Yeah, little mutt.
Sweet girl.
Yeah, real sweet.
Your cuts are gone now, though. two quick things, and then we've got some things to delve into. Last week, right after we quit, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds announced they're pregnant again.
How many kids do they have?
They have three. They have three little girls.
And a fourth one on the way?
And a fourth one on the way. That's fun. As a couple.
How old is he? I'll look it up.
44. Well, she's young. I want to say she's like 33. But I think he's in his 40s. I just think they're so fun. Social media, they rag each other. You know, she'll post a picture of like Ryan Gosling and say, happy birthday to my hot husband.
He's 45. That's kind of funny.
He's 45?
He's 45. She's 35.
She's 35. Okay. Yeah. I just love them. I think they're fun. I think we could be really good friends with them.
Probably.
I'll put that in the atmosphere.
He does seem funny.
And see if she calls me.
Okay.
You know, let's go Blake. Also, not super confirmed, but spotted at a Fashion Week party last week together, canoodling, touching, Gigi Hadid and Leo, Leonardo DiCaprio. He's going over. He's trying to prove everybody wrong. You're wrong about this 25-year-old thing.
How old is she?
27.
Oh, yeah, he's way off, man. Way off. How old is he?
47, I do believe. Leo is, yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure I like this couple. I like them both individually. I need Leo to pull a George Clooney and decide late in life, you know what? I've always been the bachelor.
It's kind of sad that he wouldn't do that.
I can't.
He's missing out on a lot. He didn't have kids, does he?
No, but to him, he's probably like, man, all those people tied down with wives and kids, and I just get to date models and live on yachts.
He doesn't know what real happiness is.
He doesn't seem unhappy. How about that?
He doesn't get to have dogs bite him in the nose.
I don't look at him and go, man, he seems miserable.
He's not as happy as I am.
Oh,
about that.
Now, is that because of me, the kids, or the dogs?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into this, because Mark Zuckerberg, have you heard about the year that he's been having?
No, I guess not.
So he's lost $71 billion this year. To date. And we're not even in October yet. And that's from January 1st. And this is according to Bloomberg. So that is the most of any person that Bloomberg, I guess it's the Bloomberg Billionaire Index that they track. It's the most amount of money that any of them have ever lost. Now he still has $55.9 billion. That's his net worth. But now he ranks 20th on that list of billionaires.
Okay.
And for reference, at the beginning of this year, when I said that he has 55.9, 142 billion.
You know that
a year ago.
You know that he's not like, it's not like his bank account is less money. Right. Yeah, I mean, his day to day has not changed one bit.
I don't know. He's fallen 14 spots on the Bloomberg list, his lowest positioning since 2014. So apparently, what has happened? Facebook, the parent company we all know is Facebook, has changed its name to Meta.
Right.
Have you heard all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently in reference to the metaverse, which combines social media, virtual, and augmented reality. I don't 100% understand all of that. Kind of sounds like alien stuff to me. I don't know. I'm like, metaverse? I don't know. But following that change, which took place in October last year, the company's earnings have been not good. In February, Facebook actually reported zero growth for the first time since they launched. And he lost $31 billion in a single day.
Wow.
Yeah. That's nuts, right?
That's nuts.
So they say what a big part of it was last spring Apple introduced, it's called App Tracking Transparency. Have you heard of that?
No.
And it's in its mobile operating system. And so what it does is it gives iPhone users the choice as to whether they would like apps like Facebook, Instagram, all of that stuff to monitor their online activities. It's a setting that you go in and you can turn it off if you want to. And every time they have these updates, I feel like on social media, you see people going, do this. And you're like, oh God, I'm glad you said that because I never would have even known.
Yeah, I didn't know that was real.
Yeah. Well, so obviously privacy settings like that hurt companies like Meta because people have the option to say, you're not allowed to follow what I'm doing and you can't see what I'm doing. Well, what does that do? That affects all of their ads. Their targeted ads.
A lot of times we're talking about something and then I turn on my phone and it pulls right up.
Right.
So that limits that from happening.
Exactly.
Which then goes in turn and people won't pay as much for.
And that's how they make their money.
Okay.
/ lose their money. But the other side of the argument is that with what has happened since the pandemic, like tech industries everywhere are just down. And Jeff Bezos is down $46 billion and Larry Page is down $34 billion. Who's Larry Page? Is that stupid?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Amazon is down.
That's what it said. It said Jeff Bezos is down a cool $46 billion.
That has nothing to do with, it can't have anything to do with the pandemic because it shot up in the pandemic because everybody was at home and they started ordering more stuff.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. See if you can do a quick Google search. I'm just telling you what Bloomberg told me. And I just thought that maybe if Mark was listening to this, it would make him feel better to know you're not the only one that lost a couple billion dollars this year, friend. You know?
Gotcha. Okay. We probably need to fact check that. But okay. You know, okay.
You don't believe that?
No, I do. I just, it's interesting.
You never answered me, though. Who's Larry Page?
He's Google.
Oh.
He was the CEO of Google.
Huh. I don't know why Google would lose money. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We should probably do a little research before we.
Well, I did. This is research. This is. I'm not going to say fact. I see. This is allegedly.
It's yeah. Like, allegedly.
Always. Also having a really bad week is. Hey, your twins on TV. The Rams coach. What's his name?
He does kind of look like me, doesn't he?
He does. Sorry, Ty. Every time that we do podcast, Ty puts SportsCenter on mute in the background. And
Sean McVay.
He really does look like you. You're so much cuter. But
thanks.
Okay, back to the rough week. Adam Levine.
I didn't hear about this either.
You haven't heard about what's going on with Adam Levine?
No.
Okay. He's a cheater, pumpkin eater.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So as of today, 5 women have come forward alleging that he has had inappropriate relationships or communication with them. So this first woman that broke the story was earlier this week. I believe it was on Monday. She did it on TikTok. Her name is Sumner Stroh. She's an Instagram model. She's beautiful. And the reason that she has, because people are like, why are you coming forward now? Why are you?
Was it a long time ago?
No, it was about a year ago. I shouldn't say a year ago. The affair they had lasted a year. But she said that obviously all these DMs and stuff that they had on social media, she would screenshot them and send them to her girlfriends, doing what friends do of like, oh my God, can you believe this? Look who I'm talking to. And apparently one of those friends was threatening to sell it to a tabloid. So this was her way of saying, I'm not going to let my friend sell it. It's going to come out. Let me take control. Okay. Now she says she was super young. She feels exploited by Adam Levine. I will say again, being a wife, I have a hard time feeling for the women who have an affair with a married man because it, especially with an Adam Levine, it's a quick Google search to see that he's married. And I guess.
Oh, she didn't give a flip if he was married.
According to her, she said he told her, we're getting a divorce, separating. We're not making it public though, and we don't want it out, which I'm like, that seems like the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, so why does she feel exploited?
I think she thinks he took advantage of the fact that she was young and naive and didn't know what he was saying wasn't right and he was just using her. Well, so she says that they had a flat out physical relationship after she graduated college in 2021. So this is not long ago, and she said it lasted a year, meaning this thing must have ended fairly recently. Now, what I will say, she seems to have the most receipts out of all these other girls that have come out, because she, and friends attest to this, said that there was one specific experience that they remember. She hooked up, they were in Austin, the Maroon 5 was in Austin. She hooked up with him in a hotel that night before. He gave her a couple front row tickets the next day. Her friend went, her mom went, and of course, Instagram loves to stalk. They found proof that she was there. She was in Austin at this concert in September. She was in the front row of Maroon 5. Well, subsequent that, I have not seen these pictures, but allegedly there are video or pictures from the elevator, Adam Levine's hotel elevator, that she is captured on leaving the night before the concert, and it's like at 1:27 a.m. in the morning.
And he's in the pictures too, or just
no? Her? It's just her in the elevator leaving.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a good look.
So, and then apparently, what kind of was the straw that broke? I can't talk. The camel's back. The last message he sent her was this. It says, "Okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? I'm dead serious."
What? Her last name?
Her first name. Like
what?
I know. So to be honest, the only person that would really know if that conversation took place would be his wife, who we haven't even said yet. He is married to Bahati Prinsloo. She's a Victoria's Secret model. They've been married 8 years.
Yeah, a long time.
But if any of this is true, she's at home going, you know what? He asked me how I felt about the name Sumner for a boy. And then she could piece this story together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I have no idea. Since then, four other women have come out. I don't think any of them have proof of like a physical affair, but there's definitely DMs, which people are making fun of him online because he's a very bad flirter. And they're like, he sounds like a 17-year-old.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're so hot. Oh, my God. I mean, he really is. Like, that's what he's doing. That's what he's got. Well, I'm going to read just a little bit his response. He has responded via Instagram, and it says, this is a quote. "A lot is being said about me right now, and I want to clear the air. I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period of my life. In certain instances, it did become inappropriate, but I have addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world, and to be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake I could ever make, and I will never make it again." End.
Okay. What do you think?
I don't like him saying, I'm just naive and stupid. How could I do this? I'm like, you're 43 years old. Like, I'm not sure how naive you are to think that chit-chatting with younger women online is...
Yeah, no, that's...
Oh, man, I had no idea the ramifications of this.
Yeah, that doesn't make
sense.
So
I don't like that. I mean...
You know good and well what you're doing.
You know better than that. You knew better than that. But people are also like, heck, maybe this is an Ashton Kutcher, Demi Moore. So remember their room? It's an open marriage. Oh, yeah. No big deal. Just don't embarrass me.
Has she said anything yet?
The
wife?
I don't think so. However, they were spotted in LA yesterday out and about laughing and talking. So they're either putting on a good front.
Yeah, I wonder if that's it.
I mean, she's pregnant. She's flipping pregnant with his third kid right now. This is the worst time for something like this to come out. Or she's like... Listen, you've always told me you're flirty. I get that you're flirty. Don't embarrass me. Don't make this, you know what I mean? Use a Finsta. Why are you on Adam Levine blue checkmark Instagram?
Use a what?
A fake Insta. It's called a Finsta.
Oh.
That's how I talk to my boyfriends.
I was like, what are you talking about?
So it doesn't get out.
Just don't embarrass me, okay?
I'll try not to. Anyway.
That's not good.
Not good. And so we'll see.
Do they have other kids?
They've got two girls.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then if it's a boy, I would imagine now Sumner is probably off the table. I would imagine. How shocked would we be, though, if we're like, oh, look at that, Sumner Levine.
Maybe that's what he's like. Nope, it never happened. I like the name. I'm using it.
All right. Should we finish with some reality?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Reality roundup.
I have to say, last week I talked about Jokoi and his new special from the Los Angeles Forum on Netflix. I watched it. It's good.
Is it good? Okay. I thought you were about to say I didn't like it.
No, no. That's not my favorite. Not my favorite.
Okay.
He has some really good parts in it where I was cracking up laughing, and then other parts where I was like, oh, it's a little long.
Gotcha.
However, I still love him, and I still totally think everybody should watch it. But Seattle and Coming in Hot are... I'm not going to watch this one again. How about that?
Okay.
His others I watch...
Over and over again. Right.
But it's still good. Have to do it. Also on Netflix, Love is Blind a Year Later, which is our cast from... It was earlier this year, right?
Yeah.
Maybe February. Like that. And they've caught up with everybody, and Shane and Shayna and Kyle and Deep D and everybody. They're doing like a birthday party, and I don't know. It was mind numbing.
Yeah, it was okay. It was.
There's no new insight.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's other things you could watch.
True. But I do find comfort in knowing when you know these people. You know, it's not like we were having to meet new people and what's going on.
Well, but right as that came out, they announced, the only couple that was still together announced that they were breaking up, right?
All of them are now broken
up.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah. I know, which is weird because I think they probably just filmed this a little while ago. And like Danielle and Nick seem to be, I mean, we were watching it. And I was like, this kind of makes me sad because they seem like they really have a good time together and balance each other out. And then
it's too bad.
Here we are a month later, they're done. I do have to say too that Ashley on our Logically Irrational Facebook page recommended a podcast. It's called The Prosecutors, because last week, remember, I was talking about how Morbid covered the JonBenet case. It's an old case, but I feel like when it comes up, it's super fascinating. And she's like, this podcast covers a ton of cases, and it's by two prosecutors. So they go like legally and not just, oh, this hearsay kind of things. But she's like, you really need to go back and listen to when they cover JonBenet, which is 9 episodes, which sounds long, but man, it flies by. I've already listened to all 9.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So they're two prosecutors, two attorneys, and they make it very easy to follow. But I mean, I'm not going to say I'm going back on my Burke theory, but they've made me rethink my Burke theory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, allegedly.
And don't you love when that happens?
Yes, I do. I do.
It's a true mystery.
But so now I have to go back and listen to all of their cases just because now I've got something else to add to my podcast library.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it too. This week we also had Dancing with the Stars, which premiered on Disney Plus. Did you watch?
I watched a little bit.
You did not.
I watched 10 minutes.
Yes, you did. So I actually forgot it was on. I'm going to be honest. I was watching Joe Coy.
I bet you they have a big problem with that.
And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, duh, I forgot that it's on. Because, yeah, when my DVR is not reminding me. Yeah. So I went. Now, I will say, here's some pluses. There are no commercials. I mean, it's just.
So how long is it?
I think it was like an hour 40 from what we saw, right?
Okay.
Maybe 2 hours. It is long because we were watching and I was like, I've got to turn it off now. Like, I needed a break. Now, I did take an Instagram poll at the time, and I was like, how's everybody liking the new Dancing with the Stars? So 1,700 people said yes, they like it. 1,900 said no, they do not. And then I had 3,200 people say that they're not watching it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Viewership numbers have not come out yet. I was looking for it because I was like, that would be nice to see.
Yeah, they may not have to release it.
How many people tuned in. Oh, you mean because it's an app?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they, I don't know if they want to or not.
Yeah.
It's bad. They probably don't have to.
So here's the thing. It's not bad.
It's the same thing.
So there you go. It is the exact same show that was on ABC, which I have to say I'm a little disappointed in, because I feel like from what I saw with all the advertisements and stuff, new network, new Mirror Ball, it's going to be a new reformatted show. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see. I mean, the show's been around for a really long time. It's probably time for some revamping. What a great way to do it. And as I'm watching, I'm like, it's the exact same format. You know, you get to see them in practice, you get to see them dance, then the judges give their critiques, and then you get your scores. Lather, rinse, repeat. I will say Alfonso, I thought, was a great addition.
Yeah,
he's good. I think this is going to sound awful, but they put him up in the old Skybox. You remember Skybox from like way back in the day? So he's now the one talking to contestants, which I feel like they were kind of taking that away from Tyra, the improv.
Gotcha.
She was very prompter
right.
oriented this time. She still had some blunders. She at one point messed up the leaderboard. She was like, all right, at the top we have, and she announced a three-way tie, yeah, which was at the bottom. But then she was like, oh, they told me wrong. Oh, let's hope that they can get this right. I'm like, don't blame other people. Yeah. Don't blame producers. It's okay. Don't blame them. And then she called PETA Murgatroyd Peter. I don't hear people talking about that, but that ball, I rewound it so many times. Like, she flippin' said Peter Murgatroyd.
It's funny.
But, you know. It,
will you keep watching?
I don't know. Jason Lewis went home. Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Him and PETA.
Was he that bad?
No, he was not bad. Maybe just a little unforgettable. Here's the thing. This is such a quick turnover because you're having to watch it and vote. And it's all happening. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I bet you they're voters.
There's not a lot.
It was down huge.
Yeah, there's just not a huge audience of people that are voting live time that have enough time to get their votes in.
So before they would just open like after the show.
After you danced. All show long. They showed your numbers, right? Melissa and Tony, number 7. But after your dance, you were like, call 1-800-VOTE-1. So you had 2 hours to get votes in.
They wouldn't like that?
I don't think so. But also, when it's on streaming, not everybody is watching this on live. And so I came in about 20 minutes in, and what my option was, I could watch it live or I could start from the beginning. Well, I started from the beginning, but I'm like, well, that throws you off too. You're voting because by the time I'm done and want to vote, voting's over.
That's no different than people DVRing it. DVRing? Yeah.
Maybe.
At home.
I don't know.
Before. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I will say Selma Blair had the moment of the night. I think everybody was crying at the end of her dance. Just physically, there was this moment. So she walks with a cane and she's like, I have no feeling in my left foot. This is going to be quite a challenge. And, you know, she made a statement at the beginning of the dance because she walked out with her cane and then she left it and she grabbed Sasha and she had, you know, they're dancing together the whole time. And at the very end, you know how they kind of separate, they're holding hands and then he'll take a bow and she takes a curtsy, and he was holding onto her so tightly and you could kind of see her shaking as she was trying to find her balance on her feet. And I mean, everybody's, you're just watching it like, wow, what a powerful, wasn't a big step, but man, Charlie, Jesse James Decker, Wayne Brady, Shangela, Gabby, amazing. Super great.
Bunch of good ones, huh?
Yep. So Daniel Durant, the deaf actor, really good.
I saw him.
Really good. I'm so fascinated by that, how you can hear beats. Remember PETA used to dance? I think it was Niall was his name from American Next Top Model. Yeah,
he was awesome. Did he win the whole thing? He should have. He was good.
But she would tell me, because I was like, gosh, how do you do, like, how does he know when to start walking and when... And she would tap him. There were certain positions that they would be in, and she would like tap his shoulder, and that was his cue to start moving. And
that's crazy.
I was watching for that this.
You could feel it though, like the bass, right? Can't you kind of feel it?
Here's the thing. I don't remember being able to, but it's because I can hear. I would imagine if I didn't have that sense and all I could do was feel it, that
maybe you could a little bit.
Yeah. I don't know. Amazing, though.
It's amazing. It's true.
Joseph Baena, I think is how you say his name. I don't hate him. Different. He was better than I thought.
Okay.
Arnold's kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He did the jive. Yeah,
I was just agreeing with you because I have no clue who you're talking about.
Vinny and Teresa did not do well. They did not have a good... Teresa was actually in the bottom, too. Trevor Donovan, Sam Champion, Cheryl Ladd.
I heard that Teresa's next.
I was surprised. So I don't like at the end, they let the judges decide who stays. They showed you who's the actual bottom two. And then they're like, the judges pick. And I'm like, well, that's not fair. Go by just scores at that point. But it was Teresa and Jason. And they all unanimously saved Teresa. I'm not sure why, because to me, they were pretty even. Like, I wouldn't have definitely been like, yeah, Teresa's a shoo-in.
Yeah.
It could just be she's got a bigger audience and they thought that it would bode well moving forward. I don't know.
Do you know?
Also, we watched Sins of the Mother. God, what is wrong with me? Sins of the Mother on Netflix. Now, this is the Lori Vallow story, Chad Daybell. And
it's a hard watch.
It is a hard watch. So it's an interview or a documentary. It's mainly her son, right?
Yeah.
Her oldest son, first... person account of everything. These were his siblings that were killed, and I don't want to say fascinating because that's just such a gross word, but it really is it was good. It was a good watch. I mean, she was a horrible human being.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible human being.
When it would go over, like, she's talking to him and just lying to him. And
so they have her prison tapes when he would call her while she's in prison. And he's like, oh, my God, Mom, how could you do this? Well, what do you think I did?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Mom, you know what you did. I miss them so much. Well, I miss them, too. And he's like, how can you miss them?
You don't understand.
You did this.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's, yeah, anyway. And then also what just started yesterday was the challenge, The Untold Story on MTV. Also, I think on Paramount Plus, probably.
Yeah, we started that.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Not a ton of new insight.
It's kind of mindless, but it's good.
But it's fun that they all came together. We left off right as we're getting into like TJ's accident and stuff. And then piggybacking off of that, there's a new season of The Challenge coming in like 2 weeks. The Challenge.
That's going to be cool.
Ride or Die.
I hope, because they have a contestants, then they get to bring their own partner.
That's what I've heard, that you could bring, whoever you want is your partner, and it's your partner start to finish.
But like Nani brings Johnny Bananas. Like I want new people.
Well, like, so, you know, Kayla.
She brings her husband.
Brings her husband.
I want to see more of that.
Yeah.
Like I'm going, I want to see
you
like.
You bringing me.
Yeah. But if you weren't available, then I would bring like me and Clay would go do that.
Is it because I'm not big enough and strong enough? You don't want a girl partner?
No, I said if you were not available.
Well, yeah, but you winked when you said that.
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not.
I wouldn't be available because I have to work with our children.
Yeah, see, I'm here. That's my point.
Huh. Well, I wouldn't take you either.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you went, mm-mm, you wouldn't be able to take me.
No. No, I wouldn't take you. Not, you're not on my list, so.
Fine. I don't want to be on your list.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Love? No?
Busy week.
Do we have a busy week coming up?
It's been a busy week, and yeah, we're not slowing down.
Well, everybody, hope you have a fantastic rest of the week. Make sure you like, rate, review, subscribe, all the fun stuff to the podcast. Share your thoughts on our Logically Rational Facebook page. Call that voicemail in the show notes. It's easier to do that. And we will see you next week, same time.
Same place. Over and out.
Boom.